Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. We're here, as we are every Friday at this time, to discuss the week's happening on GH. As usual, I have my co-host and friend Emily with me, so let's get to it. Hey, Emma.
Let's get going. I'm so excited. Okay, first of all, guys, guess who's back tomorrow? Coleman's back tomorrow. Since when? He isn't even on the show anymore. Like, he's not a cast member of this show. I don't know where he came from, but he's back. That makes me excited. Also, my husband's back on tomorrow, but he shaved his goatee, which saddens me. Okay, guys, so let's just start talking. First, can we just take a moment? Can we? Okay, we'll talk about the boring stuff, then we'll get to the good stuff. Let's do that first. We got 30 minutes to kill, and I could go 30 minutes talking about who you know who, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we got Ava being Ava. We've got Nina being crazy this week, basically saying what she's got to do.
That reminds me. I died a couple hours ago.
Oh, yeah. The queen.
Oh, you're talking to a ghost now. I died a couple hours ago.
Ghost Cody.
Yep.
Okay. That's awesome, actually. So she's being crazy. She's going to do what she's got to do to get a baby. And then we've got Julian, who's being Julian. And then we've got, let's see what else we have got going on. We've got Carly and Sunny. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Jesus in heaven. And we have lots of stuff. Okay, so let's talk Sunny.
Let's go over that for a minute.
Because, okay. So, guys, I'm dead. I have been dead for a week. I don't know. I can honestly, guys, I cannot tell you the last time I was excited for an episode of General Hospital like I was.
Okay, so I'm talking to a ghost too, since you're dead.
Yeah. It was Monday. It was Tuesday that they got it on. So, mm-hmm. Monday, you know, she comes to her house. No, that was Friday cliffhanger. Tuesday, they have their little angsty crap. She tells him to get out. And she's like, "Never, no, don't leave me. Stay with me." Then they start making out in her living room, up against that gorgeous paint in her living room, by the way. Y'all, I like her paint. Then he's like, "Let's go." Like, he didn't even do it smoothly. He just stopped, grabs her arm, and like, "Let's go."
Let's go,
like,
yeah.
He didn't even have to be smooth at that point, but can we just
it's like you're coming with me.
Can we take a moment for how smooth Sunny Corinthos is? Oh, my Lord. This guy, he's got the moves. Anyways, so then, you know. Okay, guys, I'm so glad they got a real love scene. Because, you know, a lot of times you get, like, those fade to black love scenes. They got a real love scene. They got the whole everything just as, like, basically, you know, there's, like, three levels. There's, like, the we kissed and it faded to black, and there's, like, the you see us taking our clothes off and you get the picture kind, and then there's the we show you as much as we can possibly show you kind, and they got
I really legally can.
They got that level, which makes me so happy, because I'm so sick of watching the teenagers and the 20-year-olds doing it and getting all the action on the show when we care about the older couples, so I'm so glad we got to see Sonya and Carter. It sounds like I'm a pervert, but, you know, whatever.
Oh, well.
Just glad we got to see them, and we got to see a whole love scene, because they deserved it after the stuff we've been put through.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the fallout where he's outside, and the rain. Of course, it's raining. It was funny. When she's telling Bobby the story, she's like, and then it started raining. Bobby's like, what does the weather have to do with this, Carly? And then Bobby's being judgy, and I'm like, Bobby, don't judge. She's the original whore. Like, Bobby does not get to make fun or judge or anything.
Right.
She had a revolving door back in the day.
Exactly.
Okay? She got paid for it. Monica was actually the original whore. Monica had a revolving door and didn't get paid. She just did it for fun.
Right.
I cannot believe I said that just now, but I did. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyways. Whatever. Anyways. So then we haven't had a recap show in a while, so I feel like it's been a
disclaimer
while.
Here.
We didn't have one last week, so, you know.
A disclaimer here. When on our interviews, we're pretty professional. I think we can
Friday
both
night,
agree with that, right?
It's whatever goes, yeah. Friday nights is like hell
breakfast. Fridays is just whatever comes out of our mouth comes out.
Comes out of my mouth, and I don't care if y'all like it.
Exactly.
I don't care if anybody likes it anyways, because that's just how I am, but I say what I want. Anyways, I even told my grandmother that. I was like, cause, you know, my grandmother. And I'm like, grandmother, you're going to have to accept the fact that I talk like a trucker. I could be doing meth. It could be worse. But that's just part of who I am. I could be on drugs. That's just part of who I am. You're going to have to accept it, even if you don't like it. She said, okay, fine.
Let's go ahead and do our prom performer of the week.
Okay, go ahead.
Before
you know
I forget.
Because you know mine, so you go ahead.
I know yours pretty well. This week, there have been a lot of good performances. From I was initially going to pick Amara West and Kristen Alderson for their a family bonding moment this week, which was sweet. But I decided to go with, and Scrubs fans will like this, a Patrick and Robin's little back and forth argument that they had.
So Jason.
So
and
I'm gonna
him.
take Jason Thompson and Kimberly McCullough. Who? Jason,
okay. Good choice.
I'm still mad that man didn't win the Emmy.
Me too, but we're not gonna do that tonight. We're not gonna be pissed tonight.
Right.
I just said that on the air. I have no filter. Okay.
Guys,
Laura Wright and Murray Spinard. I don't know who was better. Well, we've got her.
I knew that was
today,
coming.
Because you know how she is. I love the fact that, like, because, you know, there's those actresses that they cry and you cry. Like, Laura doesn't do that to me. And even though she's my favorite, it's not how it is for me with her. But I love it. Like, she can get emotional in, like, the snap of a finger and make it sell it. Like, she felt like she was so pissed at Sunny today. And then it turned into, like, this super angsty hot moment. Like, I guess she likes it mad. Like, maybe that's her thing. Because I feel like she's
doing
those happy, little, nice love scenes. Like, I was going to say something dirtier than that, but I cleaned it up. She never has these happy, romantic scenes. It's always, like, dirty or angsty
revenge
or sad.
And yeah.
Well, like, with Frank for the first time, they're, like, crying because, like, it's a bad idea, but she wants him anyway. With Sunny, it's like, I hate you, I'm pissed at you, but we're going to do it anyway up against the wall.
But we're going to do
this,
so.
Yeah. It's like she can do it all. She's very multifaceted, and she does the anger thing. My Aunt Carly's thing must just be angsty bedtime. I'm going to say bedtime. I feel like that's a nice. We could say boom boom.
Exactly.
No, we're not saying that. I
no.
will not say that again. I'm not saying that again. That sounded stupid, okay?
Yeah.
Carly's thing
must just be,
she just must like it angry.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, like, I was thinking about this. Okay, guys, you know I'm devoted to Tyler Christopher, but something about this week with Sunny has just, like, opened my eyes. I'm like, Sunny is smooth, and that's hard. I'm like, Sunny has got the move. Like, can we take a moment for that whole thing? You know, they're having pizza. And this is basically the Carly and Sunny show at this point. I mean, our radio show, not General Hospital. And they're having pizza, and he steps over her lap to sit down just to be hot. I'm like, you go. You do you, Sonny. You be you.
That was pretty cool.
And
hey,
he's like, we have a caller, don't we?
Yep, a friend of ours is joining us on the show right now.
Okay, cool. We can all fangirl together.
Absolutely. Hey, is it Celia?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Sonny
Celia,
and
what's
Carly.
Up?
Good.
We're fangirling over Sunny and Carly. Would you like to join us?
Actually, honestly, I haven't really watched this week.
You missed
Hospital.
Some action.
Yes, you did, girl.
Action, girl. It was hot, too.
But see, I'm a Sunny and Carly fan,
I sent
so
clip to
I didn't miss anything.
Not, I thought you were.
No.
Sorry, well.
Well, I like them. I'm not a big fan of them. I'm like, I like them as friends.
I'm just all over the place with them. Well, no, it's like I didn't like them as a couple.
I will tell
I
you this.
As best friends. I liked her with Franco, but then, like, the chemistry hit
this.
Me in the face.
Emily has been texting me all week with a capital letters and tons of exclamation points.
Shut up, Big Mouth. I called him three times today. Three.
Mm-hmm.
That's not counting all the other days this week. But no, okay, seriously, I've been dying. I sent a clip to my friend, a clip from Tuesday when they actually did it. I feel dirty saying other things, but anyway, sent her clip. She doesn't watch General Hospital. She's like, wow, they're really hot. Like, yes, they are. Like, I liked them as friends. I liked her with Franco, but then, like, they started playing this Sunny Harley angle and foreshadowing it, and the chemistry just, like, hit me in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, let's do this. Let's do it.
Yeah.
No pun intended, guys. anyway. Wow, I'm a mess tonight.
I guess Sunny, I'd pick Sunny over Franco, so on that
Sunny's
note.
Fine. Okay, do you think Sunny's sexy? Because there's something about him that's sexy to me. There's just something about it. It's just
mm-hmm.
the character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, she feels me. There's some. My mom said it too, and we were not like. I mean, I love Maurice, of course, but I never pointed it out. I never noticed it. And there's something about Sunny that's extremely sexy. I know Cody can't really voice an opinion here, but
I'm just sitting back listening
Cody,
now.
You know, Cody, you can tell us if you think Laura's sexy if you would like. But anyway,
like
anyway,
I said, I'm sitting back listening.
So he's so smooth though. Like, okay, that scene where they were outside, because he snuck out the window, like, are we in high school? But she walks outside, and he's fighting it. She's fighting with him, and they're like, do it. She must like it mad. I told Cody that earlier. She has to like it mad, because if they're not fighting, she don't want to do it. So he wraps his arm around her to hug her and say goodnight, but he, like, kisses her, and, like, even though she told him not to. He kisses her, like, on the sly. I was like, you go, Sonny. You do you, Sonny. You be you, because you're amazing. Like, I would not be fighting it, okay? If I was Carly, I'd be like, okay, let's get hitched. Bye, Franco. Who's Franco?
Franco who?
Franco who? But no, it's Lennon today. Okay, first of all, shout out to Homegirl for looking amazing today. I don't know if you, did you see it today, Celia?
Uh-uh.
Oh, well, she was wearing a teal silk blouse and a black skirt, and she looked amazing. Shout out to her for looking awesome today. I mean, she always looks good, but today she looked exceptionally good. And she walks in his office and starts calling him names and starts throwing stuff at him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you could have called me and told me all this, but you chose to come see me, which leads me to believe she wanted some more of this. And I was like, he's so conceited, but I so love it.
Mm-hmm.
They start making out, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to just lay on the floor now. Then we come back from commercial, and he's got her up against the window in the office. I guess they didn't want to mess the desk up or something. I don't know. But she's up against the window. So I feel bad for the people on the, like, the, on outside the hotel walking around. But then it was great. Like, I'm on cloud nine right now with my couple. I was never a big fan of him. As a couple, I wanted her to be Franco, and ever since they started playing this angle, I have noticed they're amazing, and I'm, like, all on board for this now, and I'm in heaven. And I was freaking out the other day, so they kissed last week, but that didn't freak me out. I didn't get super hyped over that. I was like, big deal. Then this week, they did it, and so Cody texts me. I'm at school. I was about to go to math, which is my last class. I'm about to go statistics. Cody texts me, and he's like, Carly and Sonny are having sex. And I'm like, excuse me? What did you just say? Then I was trying not to, like, die in statistics and fall out of my seat. But, man, I was hyped, and I didn't get to see it until 8 o'clock, and I was, like, so mad. But Cody texts me, and he's like, they're having sex right now, Emily, and you're missing it. And I'm like, Cody, I hate you. I hate you so much. You know, he texted me today and told me they were having sex, and they did not have sex today. They just made out.
Oh.
I mean, I just say.
But Emily hates me on an hourly basis, it seems like.
I hate you, but I love you, so it's, you know.
I hate you,
exactly.
But I love you.
Exactly.
I hate him for being able to watch it all the time without me.
I don't know who wrote today's script because I didn't see the credits, but today's script was hilarious.
It was. Okay, honestly, I was laughing so hard when Sonny and Carly, okay, was it on Wednesday when the fallout happened? when they are, she's freaking out, and it's not funny, but I was just hysterically laughing at this. Because Sunny's like, she's like, get up, what are you doing? Get up and hide. He's like, I'm not going anywhere. She's like,
hey,
look
like,
at
I'm
this, this
anywhere.
Is not right. Yeah, she's like,
Sunny's
look at this.
Sit in.
Yeah, and I'm like, hey, I said that. You just stole my joke. I was like, she's like, look at me. He's like, I'm looking and I'm liking it. And she's like, really? I'm freaking out right now and you're going to flirt with me? You pick now to flirt? And then it was like, it was so, they, it wasn't fun. Like, they weren't being funny. They were freaking out together, but
being serious,
I died
being
laughing.
Dead
I was, oh, it was really funny when they got in bed, right? And he saw a picture of Franco, and Franco's like staring at him and he broke the picture. I thought that was funny.
Anger issues.
He picked that picture up and threw it across the room. Sonny has issues when it comes to glass. And did you, okay, Cody, did you notice how that picture was laying there with all the glass still in it, but he threw it across the room? Like, how did that happen?
I did. I have no idea. I noticed that,
seriously,
too. I was Sonny, like,
Sonny
really?
Breaks barware and picture frame.
Right.
But they kept showing that picture to them, and I want to see Franco's picture right now. I would like to see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys
you know,
Carly's going to be vacuuming up buttons for 6 months.
I think I tweeted a few weeks ago,
off.
I said, first barware, now pictures. Is nothing sacred?
No, I mean, okay. And it was funny because did you see her picking up her clothes and then she couldn't put her clothes back on because he ripped all those buttons off, so she got her robe. Did you see that?
Right.
I noticed that. She
that
started
was,
picking her clothes up and trying to get dressed, and then she realized.
There's no buttons left.
She was trying to be all, like, seductive and, like, slowly undo her shirt, and then he just grabbed her shirt and ripped the whole shirt open, and all the buttons, you could see buttons fly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just went everywhere, and I was like, yeah, she's not going to be able to get dressed again. I really thought Franco would walk in on them. I thought that's how it was going to go. I'm surprised that it didn't go that way and that Sonny got away with it.
You know,
Celia's just sitting there going, mm-hmm.
You know, I changed the subject a little bit. Are either of y'all Nina fans?
I'm a Michelle Stafford fan, but I'm not a Nina fan. But I also don't care about
I
her
like Nina.
Whatsoever, so. Oh, I like her.
I like
her.
Nina. She's crazy.
Like,
you know,
I was trying to fast forward. It was 4:57, and I was like, I'm not done yet. And so I just watched Sunny in the car.
I know,
fast forwarded everyone else.
Yeah.
I feel you. I died a couple hours ago. And Michelle Stafford tweeted me. I was like, and Michelle Stafford tweeted me. I was like, holy mother. The staff tweeted me. I was like, wow.
He texted me, guys. I had the most profane mouth earlier. Cody texted me, and because you know what Sunny said, guys? It's hilarious. So I did not hear this because I was trying to hit the highlights and be quick. So I was basically watching Sunny and Carly and Nina. But she was like, who the hell do you think you are? He's like, I'm the man that slept with you in Franco's bed last night. And I was like, you ghost, honey. Oh. And Cody texted me. I was like, did he really just say that or is it a joke? He's like, no, he said that. I was like, I effing love Sonny Franco. I said it, but I didn't say effing. I said the word. And Cody's like, I'm like, excuse my French. And Cody's like, okay, laughing at him. Like, it was so funny. He was like, LMAO, okay. But I was like, excuse my French, but I do. It's just how it is today.
Mm-hmm.
See, Sonny does things to make me hate him, and then he goes and does stuff that makes me like him.
Yeah.
It's a struggle. Oh, you have
the
to watch Michael and Morgan scene. They were good.
Okay.
First of all, when did Brian Craig get so hot? I didn't know.
He's always been hot.
This.
Me.
I know, but I never paid attention, and now it's like, hey. Then I'm like, Kelly could kiss my butt, so I'm not going to try and, like, move in with her man, you know? Because I know that she could whoop my butt. Like, that girl's built. She's built like a brick house. She could whoop my butt. I'll admit it. She could kick my butt. y'all know that. You're not even like, giving me, like, the benefit of saying, oh, no, you could probably hold up a fight. You're like, yeah, we know.
Oh, yeah.
But
we know.
Kelly,
you know, and I've had the pleasure of speaking to Kelly, I've had the pleasure of I've chatted with her a couple times, and oh my God, she is the sweetest lady on the planet.
But she, if I moved in on her man, she'd probably eat my butt. She may be sweet, but you know, that's
probably,
how we all girls are. We're territorial. Territorial.
Probably, but still.
Is that how you say that word? Territory? Yeah, okay, I was right.
Yeah.
But no, it's like, I just, today, okay, it was so funny because Franco and Kiki and Michael and Morgan had scenes, and they were literally just making fun of Franco, basically, and talking about how they wanted Sonny and Carly to get back together. They were like, my dad can have our way with her anytime he wants. And he's like, they're not married. Franco's like, they're not married. She's like, since when does that stop her? Since when does that ever stop them? They've been having their way with each other since I was a toddler. He's like,
yep.
Then they got married again. And then he's like, and then Mike, or then Morgan was like, yeah, and it's three other times to make a total of four. And they still, even though they're divorced now, they still do what they want when they want. Uh-huh. So I would not be being cocky, Franco. It was so great.
It was hilarious.
I'm just in heaven because my couple, like, you guys know that feeling when your favorite TV couple, like, has great scenes and you're just on cloud nine. You're just so happy. Me right now. I just watched it, so I'm still, the wound is still, like, there. Or not the wound, but, you know.
Yep, she's
it's
watching
fresh.
Last 10 seconds of it as we were going on air. She's watching the last 10 seconds of it.
Yeah, I was like.
As we're going on air.
Wait, is your friend coming? My dad's like, is someone coming over? And I was like, yes, person's coming over because I have her T-shirt. Because she missed school, and they gave out shirts. We do tailgate T-shirts because we're weird like that, I guess, at Dixon County. And our tailgate shirts have our name on the back or whatever you want to put. And
cool. I want a shirt like that.
So we had to pick them up, and she missed school today, so I got her. I didn't buy one. They were expensive, but now I'm regretting it. I think I'm going to go get one. I was going to put Princess on mine, and somebody else put Princess on theirs, but she's a sophomore, and I'm a senior, so I can put it there, too. In bigger letters.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to put it. Well,
I am a princess.
Me too. I'm such a princess girl. It's not even funny. I was going to put Mrs. Cassidy, but I would have to explain that to every single person that was on my shirt, and I'm not up for that. I was trying to go, no, I put that on there, because that's my Instagram name. I would put Princess. My Instagram is Princess Cassidy. My backup Twitter is Mrs. Cassidy, because Princess wouldn't fit.
That's
I would put that
so
on my shirt, but I'd have to explain
funny.
That to every person ever. You know everybody that saw that shirt would be like, what does that mean?
What in the world is this?
Don't
exactly.
Ask questions. Don't ask questions. Don't ask, don't tell.
Exactly. No, I miss today's episode because I was doing
you
laundry.
You missed a great
episode.
I
was doing like 3 weeks worth of laundry. Yes, I just said that on air. 3 weeks worth of laundry that I didn't do.
It's okay. I don't do my laundry until I run out of underwear. So. Yeah,
I know.
I
exactly.
That.
That's my point. I have so many clothes, I can go, like, a month and a half without even doing laundry, and I'd be okay
to
have enough underwear.
I wear a T-shirt every day because we're not allowed to wear anything that's not a T-shirt to school or that's not crew neck, and we're not allowed to wear anything that's not jeans or khaki pants. Like,
pants,
jeans
yeah.
or, like, dress pants, yeah. So,
that's my
son's
school.
Yeah, we can wear shorts,
school.
But it has to be knee length. So,
yeah, that's,
or a skirt, but it has to be at least knee length. So, I wear jeans every day.
Yeah, that's Teddy's school. He has to wear either khaki, black, or blue shorts or pants with a green shirt. Because that's his school colors, green or white.
Color. Yeah, we don't have to wear a certain color shirt. We just have to wear a crew neck top and then either jeans, dress pants, or knee-length skirt or shorts on the bottom. Like, it just can't be inappropriate.
Yeah.
But the shirt thing is really annoying. So I have a ton of T-shirts, but you feel like a bum after a while. Like, I normally, and you can't wear yoga pants, which really kicks me off, because y'all know, I live in yoga pants, so it's, like, difficult. And you can't, well, we can't wear sweatpants either. So it's, like, I have to do the skinny jeans dance at 6:30 every morning. That's not fun. And it's, like, okay, let's, and I normally used to only wear jeans when I wanted to wear something nice on top, so to have to wear jeans just to wear a T-shirt really pisses me off. I'm just going to admit it. It's so annoying. Isn't it annoying dressing your child for this school?
Not really. It's actually easy.
It's for me. It's hard to find stuff I can actually wear.
Because see, his is school colors. His school colors, which is green, which is usually if you get it at the right time. Because there's a lot of schools that are green too. So there's like 4 or 5 schools just in Shelby County that are green. that are elementary school, middle school, and high school. There's probably maybe five, six of them. So it's like you can't catch it at the right time. You're like, I need some green shirts. It's like,
yeah.
My son's at that weird size stage, so it's like, and everybody needs that size that my son needs. And it's like, really?
Yep. Well, for me, I'm a girl. It's harder for me to find stuff that's appropriate because you know how women's clothes are. So it's hard to find stuff that I can wear. Yeah?
Have you recovered from Wednesday's craziness?
Have I recovered from what?
A Wednesday's craziness on the show.
Who's crazy? I'm confused.
Have you recovered from running the studio on Wednesday?
I think so. I'm still exhausted, but that's because I'm so okay. Can I just vent? It's Friday night. I'm gonna say what I want. You know what? I'm pissed because. I'm a senior. For those of you who do not know this, I'm a senior in high school. I should not be this mad over school. So I go to school, and I'm in theater 4, which you have to write a whole play, which I did not know. Cody knows this because I already pitched to him about it. But anyway, you have to write a whole play, which is not too bad, except for the fact that I'm taking statistics honors, English composition honors, anatomy and physiology, and finance, and all this other hard crap that I don't have time to write a play. You're also required to audition for all their plays, and you don't have to be cast, but you have to audition. So basically, you have to go in there and suck it up, or you're screwed. So, I have this. Plus, I have a job. So I wanted to switch my theater class. But at this school, you have to have an elective focus, which is where you have 3 credits in the same area. I already have 2 in fine arts, but I'm also taking an art class. So why she won't switch my theater class, I don't know, because I'll have 3 when I get ready to graduate. I would like to take another class. I'm not about, I'll just fail it. I just won't do it. If she makes me say anything, I just won't do my homework. I don't care if I fail theater. College doesn't care. Guess what? Nursing school does not care if I fail theater in senior year.
Yeah.
Like, if they won't switch it, I'll
You're
do
doing
it.
More than I did my senior year. Yeah.
I breezed through my senior year.
No, seriously.
So
I'm going to say this because I say it all the time. Like, I barely graduated high school. Like, barely. Like, I skidded by.
That's how I was the past 3 years. Last year I messed it up. Last year I did well. I hate school too, but last year I actually did well.
Well, technically,
I screwed it up.
Technically, And I know I'm on air, and I really don't care because, you know, I say this anyway.
Go ahead, say it.
But technically, I wasn't supposed to graduate because I didn't pass the second part of the TCAP, which is like a Tennessee whatever test, that English math thing that they had to do. Well, I didn't pass my math. And the only reason I graduated was because I was in resource. I had resource classes. So technically, I wasn't supposed to graduate. But I have a diploma. It just says a special education diploma. But I got a damn diploma, damn it.
It counts.
You know, I hated math.
Not for
school.
College, apparently.
Yeah, well, I passed.
But
I
whatever.
Math
I wasn't
going to
go to college anyway.
I was going to cuss them out if they tried to make me take the Tennessee ones after I passed all the Ohio ones my sophomore year. And they didn't even say anything, but I passed all those tests that, you know, the tests that get you out of high school by the state. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
My sophomore year. If they try to make me take him again in the state, they're going to be kidding. I'm not taking him again.
See,
I'm stressed over the first time.
I'm glad I could talk to somebody that knows what TCAP is. Because I'm like, they're like, what is that? I'm like, it's like a test that you have to take to graduate high school.
At the end of the year, exactly.
And it's only English and math.
Hey, Celia, we've only got about 20 seconds left of the live stream, so I think I'm going to let you go, and I'll be talking to you later, okay?
All right.
Love you, Celia.
Love you.
Love you, Celia.
Bye, girl.
Bye. That was fun, wasn't it?
Yes. You would be so proud of me. I'm wearing a Yankees tank top right now. I have baseball paraphernalia. Aren't you proud?
Nah.
Even though I don't like the Yankees, I'm a Braves fan, but I'm still wearing this tank top because guess what? It's on sale.
Say, you know, we have yet to go to New York or Boston, two teams I cannot stand.
Oh, my dad's a Red Sox fan, but he's from there. He can't help it.
I cannot stand
I don't like these either, but this tank top was on, it's pajamas, and it was on sale, so
but,
I bought it. It was $3 for the top, $3 for the bottom.
You know, it will take every fiber of my being not to, or to muster up the strength to do this, but a win in Rome, you know, do as the Romans do, so I will have to suck it up and cheer for the Yanks and the Red Sox if I don't want to be chased out of the stadium by angry fans with pitchforks.
You better not tell Mara that you hate the Yankees.
I know. Mara's a big Yankees fan, I know.
Mara would kick your butt, and she probably could.
Probably. Especially,
right.
Amara would go all Ava on me. I'd be like, I curled up in the fetal position, going, please don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me.
Please don't. I can't mental image of that. I love you. Oh my gosh.
Please don't hurt me.
Dying. Hey guys, guess what? Y'all want to know something exciting? I probably shouldn't announce this, but I have a big mouth. So, the week of the 5th, Cody's going to be out of town. And guess who's coming on the show?
I was just about to say this. Go
Miss
ahead.
Miss Patsy Pease. She's coming to the show again that week of the 5th. And for now, I'm not 100% sure, but tentatively as of now, Kathy will be co-hosting. We're not sure what night this is going to be taking place on, but it will be co-hosting that week. Kathy will be joining us, and we will be having a great time. So, yeah.
Yes, we will.
Party.
Or y'all will.
I think some
I'll be in
Kimberly.
I'll be in either Denver or Phoenix that night. So
I think some Shane and Kimberly trivia is in order.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just
feel
it.
I'm working on if what I told you about earlier about a teaser guest doesn't work out.
Yeah.
I'm hoping and praying that we have Alinda Tover, who plays G.H. is Rosalie.
I know who Queen. I know who she is. She's amazing.
I'm going to reach out to her this weekend and see if she can do Tuesday.
Exciting.
If.
All right, well, I'm pretty
sure. Tommy can't do it.
After this show we've just had,
mm-hmm.
Like, we should stop. Just feel it, you know? After all that profanity.
I just got, are there any spoilers or casting news or anything?
I'm so behind on spoilers. I suck, guys. I'm behind on spoilers and news and everything. It's a struggle. I do know that I read that the unveiling of the Luke story and some other storylines
mm-hmm.
have been delayed a little bit because Tony is having, like, a slow recovery from surgery, so he's
mm-hmm.
going to be coming back
right.
a little bit later. So that
mm-hmm.
stuff's going to be pushed back, but other than that, I really don't know anything because I'm kind of behind.
Oh, and Sabrina's back, too.
She is. She looks amazing.
And she does.
Seriously, her hair, I'm so jealous my hair does not look like that. That's her natural hair. She doesn't have to do anything, and I have to work so hard to get that look. And it don't still,
exactly.
look, it still don't look like that. You don't get it.
You know,
boy. Shut up.
And can I just say this right now? I know people will probably come at me on Twitter, and I don't care.
But they always do so.
What's up with the Sabrina hate ever since virtually the first day she stepped on the set? What's up with all that?
I have no idea because I love her. I mean, I don't like the character,
exactly.
but I love Teresa, so it's like, you know. Whatever.
You know,
she looks amazing.
You know,
having a baby made her look even more beautiful.
You know, actor bashing, I don't get it. I don't understand it.
I don't
condone it.
Character
bashing
is one thing, because I partake in that, but actors is different.
I don't think there has been character more bashed than Sabrina?
Well, in all honesty, she's pointless. Like, I mean, I love Teresa, and I think she's a good actress, but Sabrina's a pointless character when you think about it. So I understand the bashing, but I don't partake. I do not partake in actor bashing. I do sometimes partake in character bashing,
character
and I bash my own favorite.
My character bashing is okay.
Exactly.
I can take character bashing, but when you...
Oh, because you know, like,
do actor bashing, if I see it on my timeline, you will be muted or blocked.
Oh, I want to make an announcement real quick, guys. If any of you, because somebody did this and you know who you are, if any of you find it necessary to tag me in tweet to actors of a sexual nature, I will be blocking you because it makes us look bad. It makes you look tacky, and I'm just not going to deal with that. Do not tweet. Do not flirt with the male celebrities. Do not tweet sexual comments that I'm in a conversation I am tagged in and makes me look like I associate with that because it's not cool. We joke around on the show. We have fun, but you make me look like a jerk, and I don't like it. So the one who did it, you know who you are. And it's not appreciated. And, yeah. Cody knows who it is, too. But you know who you are. It was a couple
I'm
days ago.
I'm pretty sure I know.
So.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
you know. Exactly
sure.
Who it was. Somebody did it a couple of days ago. They tagged me in a tweet to an actor. An actor we've had on this show that I actually have a friendship with, who I chat with. They decided it was a good idea to tweet him and tag me in it and make a sexual, flirtatious little joke that was not cute.
I know exactly who this is.
And immature.
I know
and it was unnecessary. So if that insulted you at the, you know, the actor, if that insulted him, I'm sorry. I did not say it. Somebody else did. It's not my fault. I can't help it that she's tacky. But hey, I mean, y'all.
I know exactly who this is.
Y'all know it was a male actor and a woman because you know I don't have men hitting on women in my, not to my knowledge.
Not to your knowledge, at least.
Notifications, but hey, whatever. Y'all do what you want. But I feel like with that, we should totally just stop while we're ahead.
Yep. So, I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right, bye.
All right, bye. Well, you guys, I hope you enjoyed our little GH/conglomerate of whatever this was tonight. I think... Well, of course, you heard all the announcements. I'll be out of town 2 weeks from today, and Emily will be taking over the studio again, just like she did on Wednesday, and she will have, I'm not sure what day it is, but she'll have a Patsy Pease on the show again with her, her and hopefully Kathy. And I'm working on a thing or two for Tuesday, so I'll keep you guys updated on the progress of that. And with that said, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to A Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.